This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey everyone, get tickets to see Hollywood Handbook live and live streamed in Los Angeles at the Dynasty Typewriter Wednesday, April 24th at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Time. You can go to dynastytypewriter.com, or if you're listening to the latest episode, the ticket link is in the description. Enjoy.
I'm scared.
I am too. I don't even have time to reckon with how scared I'm supposed to be.
I might
be more scared than I am.
Is the terror the point? Is the entire exercise meant to create panic inside me? Or is it supposed to be fun and I'm bringing that to it?
What is helping me maintain right now, and one of the only things keeping me together, I've talked to you about this, but
yeah,
I'm fine talking about it publicly. I'm on a regimen of recreational antibiotics.
Mm-hmm.
It's not for everyone. People handle these things differently. It's not saying like it's something that you
the comments.
It works.
We're not saying everyone's supposed to do this.
It works for me.
Mm-hmm.
And the general way it works is you are full of bugs.
Yeah.
Everyone is like has...
The human body
like 100
is
bugs
like
living in them.
They're 1 billion bugs.
What I've heard from it is like for some people and for me in particular, it's about 100, but they're bigger.
100 bugs,
yeah.
Right? But there's about 1 billion bugs worth of
bug
matter.
Yes, that's right.
Inside,
yes,
just inside, just the small intestine.
Yes,
think about the big one.
And so you take these the cocktail of antibiotics that works for you,
mm-hmm.
and the bugs that are like sort of the fear bugs, the scared bugs, it doesn't kill them even necessarily, but it makes them like
so tired.
Not even pass out, but it makes them like sit down for a long time.
They're just like, I need a fucking rest.
Yes,
man.
I need to park my ass.
Hold up.
Yes.
Let me pull up this hunk of intestine and make a little bench out of it.
Yes. And so that's leveling me out in a way. And yet I'm still very scared because this episode comes out tomorrow.
That's how scary.
This episode is supposed to be the one that is the end of Tri-Month where we have a mm-hmm. bunch of people, just so say what it is. A bunch of people
We have one more.
We have one more after this.
Yeah.
So what's that one going to be? But we have a bunch of people
right
in the Zoom.
Middle.
We have a bunch of people coming on Zoom. How many people do we have, Kevin?
It's been fluctuating.
Oh my!
It's always this.
God,
like I can't know anything.
These are human.
I cannot
beings.
Know anything. It's all gonna be like I don't know who it is, and I don't know how many people, and I can't help you at all. And be scared. By the way, is the
and
message
I know get. It's not so many that it's like.
By the way, if I can say the antibiotics are doing wonders.
Thank you
for you. You are you look
that's really nice.
So pale. I know you've been self-conscious about having color.
Yes.
And that you felt like you looked like just too show-offy or something.
Yes.
You are pale. You have, I don't know if people can see on the video, just the thinnest layer of moisture on you. Not sweat, but just a glistening kind of grease, I suppose.
The pale bugs and the wet bugs, because what some of these antibiotics do is they destroy the enemies of the bugs that you want to be
mm-hmm.
helping
mm-hmm.
you. And so the pale bugs and the wet bugs I can feel are just like
I was thinking about the bug
wrecking
war
shop right now.
The bug war happening inside mm-hmm. my own body at
mm-hmm.
any time.
Mm-hmm.
It's really beautiful.
And Kevin, and also Kevin gets on and he's like, someone's already in the Zoom, so
there's somebody in the Zoom right
if
now.
If we could I guess if we could start right now.
There's a sneaky creeper.
Is this someone, Kevin, that
it's
you're...
Like, we're not a sneaky creeper. They are our guests.
Is this someone that you're worried about, Kev, like kind of nervous about?
Are you going to lose them?
I am nervous. They do have a hard out in a couple
and
minutes.
And this is like
okay.
a big... Is this like a big...
Well, Hayes talked
big,
about what was getting him...
One?
What was getting him through this.
Is this guest swinging?
I think so.
They're swinging something? Well, Hayes talked about
I think so.
What was getting him through the fear. I have something that's getting me through the fear, and perhaps I can present it to this guest.
Sure. And this is a swanging one. Yes.
Speaking of bugs.
Yes.
Squirr. What's up?
Yeah, what's up? I'm in the fire escape at the Succession premiere.
Doggy.
With the apple. Doggy, doggy, doggy. Come on. You're filming Succession right now, you said?
She's at the premiere.
I went to the Succession premiere. I thought, wouldn't it be so funny if I zoomed into Hollywood Handbook during the Succession premiere and kind of walked around like, hey guys, Hollywood. And then I got scared.
And you went in the fire escape.
Yeah, you got to do that. Okay. No, you cannot be filming in
this there. This is the kind of celebrity friend that we have. I remember on the George Lucas talk show.
Yeah.
What's it? Rachel from West Side Story.
Mm-hmm. Ziegler?
Ziegler was on the red carpet and actually called into the George Lucas talk show. Did not get scared.
But we have a guest who, and you can tell it's the Succession premiere stairwell. Like, people are going to go, that could just be any stairwell. It's like, no, you know when you see this one. That
I'm going to be completely honest with you guys. I look like a crazy homeless.
You need to change. You need to change right now. That was going to be the next thing I said. You need to change immediately.
We got
to
get some new clothes. You would be better off kind of peeling the white tape off the front of the
big,
stairs.
There's a big
there.
Pizza and three baguettes on your coat. And I believe a napkin, the spaghetti meatballs.
Spaghetti meatballs.
And is that a real, is the napkin sticking out of the coat? Is it like by the baguettes? And why is the napkin next to the baguettes?
Wait, what's the utensil on the arm?
Or maybe that's your pocket.
Is it
it's a fork?
Oh, fork and spoon.
Yeah. So
the homies.
I am so criminally underdressed.
Hayes and I kind of think of ourselves as fork and spoon. Who do you think is which? Well, I was about to ask you, and this is what we'll do with all our guests today. Who's fork and who's spoon?
What's it say on top of your hat, Sarah?
Dreams really do come true.
That's on the bottom of the hat.
NYC?
NYC, apple and a spider or ant or something. Jesus Christ, you need to
wait,
go.
Wait, look at this. Okay. Read that.
And a rose,
read
and that. It says, I am in love, it says, and it's a picture of a cupid having sex with a butterfly.
You need to go home right now.
I'm every single person with a lanyard comes up to me and goes, ma'am.
So we can't hear you because the fire escape is designed to prevent this kind of communication. You're sort of going in and out. Sean, did you have
worst case scenario?
Did you have something you wanted to share?
Well, I would like to be assigned either fork or spoon, and I would like a reason why.
Okay, yeah.
Which you guys are telling me you didn't hear the hilarious thing I just told you?
No.
I heard that people with lanyards are coming up to you and saying ma'am, but it could be basically anything after that.
That's what I said, and then you guys didn't laugh. That's what you're telling me. And then so I said my full idea, and then you guys were like, oh, actually I think the sound cut out.
They just say ma'am, just like generally just
they just say ma'am.
They said your whole thing. They say ma'am.
They don't do anything after ma'am.
It's too much to cover.
I just want to say one thing.
I think that's the
ma'am,
problem.
This isn't a Wendy's.
Yes.
Right?
I want to say one thing. If someone gets to be spoon, it's like you're kind. I just want to say once you call someone spoon, you're doing body talk. And that's all I'll say.
Okay. It's obviously you know what I'm saying? Me. Everyone knows it's me. It's so obvious.
Well, it's like beta. It's like fork is like, it's like phallic, it's violent, it's
yes,
masculine.
Yes, that's him.
Sarah's mortal enemies are in the waiting room if she would like to say hello to them.
Okay, should we bring them in at the same time?
This shit. I look forward to getting a word in edgewise with whatever this is.
Sarah, don't wave. Don't wave. There's nothing to wave about. Don't do anything.
Your mortal enemies are coming.
Hi, Sari.
I can't see it out.
I'm in a stairwell.
Hi, Sari. Yeah.
Stop saying hi, Sari. You're activating my phone.
Oh, great. It's two out of the three. Oh, there she is.
And now we're cooking with fuel of some kind.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
The feed is.
Sarah's here. Sarah.
Wow, we had nothing to be scared of. You know, we thought this was going to be such a scary episode, and instead it's all of our best friends.
Turned out it's going to be a Sarah episode.
Okay, Sandy.
Scare. Do you know what I mean? It's a scary episode. It turns out it's a Sari. I meant to say Sari episode.
You know, I thought it was going to be a scary episode, but it turns out it was a
Sarah.
Sandy episode.
Sarah,
sounds better.
Did you talk to anyone famous already?
Mitra, Alyssa, and Sandy. I went to the Succession premiere, and I thought it would be funny to do the podcast from it. And then I got scared. And
we don't need to catch them up. And it's not a priority for me.
No,
for them to be caught up.
The people listening.
I do want to point out that all three of them covered their mouths in reaction to that.
I'm also at the Succession premiere.
You're there too?
Yes, Sandy yeah. is.
Wow. Both of you are dressed very inappropriately.
Mm-hmm. Hayes can't stop talking about women's clothes on the show.
Oh my God.
It's always about the way that they're clothed, isn't it?
To me, they're just clothes.
Literally
they're
not, every single time.
They're not women's clothes.
He's just got a lot of opinions on, like, there's like a right and wrong way to dress to him.
Yeah, that's what's inappropriate. What
yeah,
is
maybe send us your list of rules, Hayes, so that we all
yeah,
know what we're
know.
Supposed to do.
Is it because we're not showing enough cleave?
They're the same.
Oh my God, Hayes, tell me that's not why.
No, the rules are problematic. The rules are the same for men as for women, which is just like the slightest indication of cleave. I actually think there's definitely.
I wouldn't be caught dead wearing what you guys are wearing.
And in everyone's minds, in everyone's minds right now, are we doing the podcast currently?
I have no idea what it is.
Kevin, you didn't tell them whether or not they were doing the podcast.
Well, I guess I'm.
Kevin, they're going to have to.
Are we live on something?
It's recording on my iPad.
You are?
I'm recording on my iPad.
Alyssa has an iPad, everybody.
We're streaming live to Alyssa's iPad, everyone.
I have two iPads, as we all know.
And I have a bag of chips.
Go Mitra.
Wait.
I'm different.
Hey,
I'm the au naturel.
Welcome to my podcast, everyone. We're giving it to you live.
Yeah,
how cool is this?
Yeah.
Forget Whoa. It. Would never, yeah. ever, ever happen.
Welcome. First and last episode yeah. ever.
guys, I really have to go, but I love you guys so much.
Okay.
Wait,
we
okay. And I was talking to the girls. I was talking to the girls when I said the L word.
Yeah. I was fucking kidding
you,
when
Sarita.
I said it back.
Bye, Sarita.
It's Sarita.
I don't actually feel
Kevin, do you want to say goodbye to me?
Bye, Sarah. Blessings. Bless up.
Bless up. Been practicing that. I was like, why does he keep saying
I know he said blessings. He fucked it up the first time he said it.
Is this the podcast?
Are we on pod?
It's an interesting experience for me because
is there anyone else waiting, TV. Kevin? I just need...
No, actually we need to stretch this out for a little bit. So
okay. There's a big
everyone
TV
get comfortable.
In here, and we just only have a sort of delayed piece of footage of Alyssa like pinching her nose.
Probably because when she was going PU.
Honestly,
something stings.
Yeah,
your iPad stinks.
My iPad
Damn.
Reeks, man.
Why? I actually got a great deal on it. Runs fast as hell. It stinks, man. You can't get the smell out.
Stinky pad.
I love
my
it.
iPhone.
Pad.
Yeah, stinky my pad. Own. I was going to try to think of something else like... eye smells or something, but like stinky pad
Dank
was right there.
Thank pad.
IPU.
I stink.
And what if your iPhone tasted like poop?
Huh.
Okay. iPhone tasted like poop. This
yeah,
is an area.
We have, I mean.
Mine's covered in poop.
Probably everyone's is because
Kevin, how
you,
much
you know
more?
Guys aren't washing their hands.
How much
and
like
by guys,
times.
We mean us.
How, 15 minutes?
10.
Oh my God.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Kill us.
So this
a sad day in the comedy community as only two of the three busy Debras successfully pulled off their suicide. I bought Hollywood Handbook.
Oh my God, that would be amazing. I'll say this here, and I've been saying this for years, I think that it would be really funny for me to end my life on stage at the JFL character showcase.
Obviously it's like I don't agree because I don't want you to end your life. However, if that was your choice, perhaps you had a terminal illness and you said, this is my choice, I would love for it to happen on the stage at the JFL character showcase.
Or if the set wasn't going well, like if it was like, you know, people weren't kind of digging your stuff.
No. I'm doing my best stuff.
And then it ends with, what's his name? The guy that shot himself on TV, but et cetera.
Oh, I don't remember, but JFK? I did watch the video.
Yeah, JFK. Yeah, when he shot himself. You know, that's what people don't talk about. Everyone's always like, second shooter. He shot himself.
It's because he was handsome. People think that like you can't be handsome and sad at the same time.
No,
it's like actually true. Handsome people are even sadder.
Yeah.
Facts.
Because they can't tell if people like them just because they're handsome or because they're really funny and have a good podcast.
I think about that all the time with myself. What, Alyssa?
I was going to say everyone's only friends with me because I'm so pretty.
That's true. Especially because your beautiful hair.
And beautiful skin as well.
Beautiful, beautiful girl.
And you have a WGA Best Writing in the World Award.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Prettiest Congratulations.
Girl writing.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
So it's, they got
actually,
that.
Here's what I think is that we've really tracked like every life event for the Debras on this podcast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Us getting canceled.
Withholding that information from you.
Mm-hmm. Was it fun to get that award? But do you feel like, do you worry that there's lots of writers that haven't been allowed in the union yet that might be more deserving?
No.
Yeah.
I don't.
Okay. No, I think that we
I agree, actually.
It.
I think we got all the best ones in there.
Was your first call to Adult Swim to say, I think you might have made a mistake, pal?
We did, but the phones were all turned off.
Yeah.
Hello, Walter?
What's the award?
Is this Walter? Put Walter on!
What's the award shaped like?
It's shaped like a whale tail. Yeah, a thong.
A thong?
The WGA stands for what's
Hayes.
Good, asshole. Yeah.
Hayes is like, rare. You guys should be dressed like the award.
Right?
Yeah.
Award.
That's
he
not,
can't
again.
Stop looping it around.
Again.
He's obsessed with appearance.
Again. Just the tiniest hint. This
Trump
applies
hands.
To both.
You're doing Trump hands.
Men
just
and
say.
Men and women. Just the tiniest little piece of underwear sticking out. That's that's all.
For most, just a peek.
Same as the cleavage. The same rule as the cleavage. Just enough to see, just to know it's there and like where it's all good.
It's a safe.
You really are giving Trump
for
right
me?
Now.
Huh?
You're giving Trump with the way you're
I wasn't
speaking.
Talking. Mm-hmm. When I said, huh, I wasn't talking to you. I heard you.
He's working on his Trump.
Serving cunt? No, he's serving Trump.
He's serving Trump. He's been working on his Trump. The whole time as leading up, he's like going like, we're going to do a very big podcast. I can't do the voice. He can do the voice.
I
can't
do it. I am doing it.
We're going to do a very big podcast, you know.
You can do it. Come on.
In New York.
No. You can do better.
Yeah. Hang on. Melania, let's do a big podcast.
That was the best you've done.
Come on, let's
it's
go
gotta
big
be huge.
Oh my God, Melania.
Melania, it's gotta be a huge podcast.
Melania.
Recording in progress.
Oh. What?
Oh, so that wasn't pod.
All right, we've started whenever you guys are
Kevin.
Ready.
Kevin. We've been going for so long.
I have a question before we really start.
I got it.
Well, since your hair is so pretty.
Pervert!
You're
there
done.
Goes Hayes saying the quiet part loud again.
So I got a question for Kevin. Recording on my iPad.
You don't need to be, but I appreciate it.
Okay, because she sounds really bad coming through.
Oh yeah. Don't stop recording. Maybe send that to me later.
She sounds terrible.
Recording.
Should I be
hang on, I'm working on something good.
Oh sure, yeah, that'd be great.
I've been recording.
Thank you, Mitra.
And she's been recording.
Mitra
and
sounds good. Recording. We actually don't need she's Mitra been, to be recording.
Yeah, she's been good. Recording. And yeah, Mitra Juhari did recording. The thing.
Did the thing.
Mitra Juhari did the thing.
Chow.
Not the podcast again.
There's a human being on the other side of that meme. Just a reminder. I like to have fun as much as anyone, but let's keep in mind there's a human being on the other side of that meme.
Just keep in mind there's a string bean on the other side of that meme. Okay.
unless it's pizza wrap.
Keep in mind there's a string on the other side of that bean.
So you don't eat the bean and someone catches you with it.
Yeah, you can take it back out and use it again.
Angela Bassett string the bean.
Okay, Kevin, how are we looking?
Yeah, in terms of getting away.
Hello?
One of our two guests who are coming up next is in the waiting room.
And they're supposed to be a combination, like a combined guest?
They're a duo, yeah.
It's a duo. Okay.
Oh my God, who's it going to be?
And your thinking is that either of them on their own is not like enough?
It's not enough weight.
Not enough? Okay.
Is it Trump and Melania?
It could be. I mean, maybe
that would be huge.
We can have one of them on now to join.
Okay, let's bring one of them in right now. Are they going to mesh with this?
Oh God!
Let's let the Debras guess who the other person is from Seed Just One.
I knew it. Jeremy and Rajat. I knew it.
Are you serious right now?
Oh my God!
Low zoom in on Jeremy Levick.
Jeremy Levick did the thing.
Fresh off his big success doing another Hollywood.
Yeah. Doing another send up
of Hollywood.
Yep.
I watched the entire thing.
Who did anyone not watch? Who watched it and who didn't?
I watched the whole thing.
I saw like some clips were force fed into my feed.
It was unavoidable.
That friggin' stuffing a goose.
I would turn my phone off and it would still, the audio would be playing no matter what I did. Yeah, it was.
I mean, the great thing about the internet is it's really democratizing and the people can retweet what they want and it's sort of a people's movement.
People can exclusively
retweet stuff about themselves all day, every day for a couple weeks at a time. I mean, that's just like something the internet will allow.
I love the kind of the warmth that you guys are bringing to this section of the
pod. All I have to say is Jeremy Innocent.
Thank you. Justice for Jeremy.
And what do you say about Rajat?
For Rajat, I say justice for Rajat.
What's up?
Rajat,
what's up, players?
Hashtag soaking wet Rajat.
Rajat is wet. Yeah.
Is there a glow up happening?
Rajat. Yeah.
Are you on the roof of the Succession premiere?
Yeah, you know, things are looking up after our big roundtable video, you know. Check this out, guys.
I never could have imagined what was on the other side of the phone.
Are you worried that one of them will need some equipment while you're podcasting?
Yeah, sorry. I can't really pay attention right now.
Yeah.
I'm at the big game.
Are you wet from playing?
I'm wet from playing.
Or wet from
That's
having
not from
to.
Playing.
Every time a group ends, Rajat takes him on a tour of the showers. I got to get back out for the next game, but you guys are going to be cool in here.
Yeah, definitely. I'll keep the showers warm.
All right. And that loof is for everybody.
Where are you right now? Are you in a classroom?
Yeah, I'm at school.
In a way.
Yeah, I had to go back to school. Just, I really want to inherit my dad's hotel empire, but I'm not going to be allowed unless I kind of prove that I can take things a little more seriously than I have. So I'm doing grades K through 12, like a week at a time.
Totally.
Mm.
Cool.
Anyway.
ABC, etc.
So how's being YouTubers and stuff?
It's awesome.
Were you talking to us?
Yeah, you guys.
Okay. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not quite as viral, you know.
Where is it stacking up? Where is it? What is it falling in between? Which two videos?
Do you have a guess?
No.
Well, it's doing, I would say it's doing quite well on YouTube. That's I think it's
totally, directly between Two Girls, One Cup and then the most famous flash mob.
Yes.
Yeah.
In terms of the rankings and views.
And here's what I have to say. The boys don't miss.
Yeah.
That's what we call ourselves.
Yeah, we used to call ourselves that.
The boys.
Yeah.
Not anymore. Not after our big YouTube video. And by big, you mean long.
Long.
I mean long.
It's long. I was.
Yes.
I was
in
surprised.
A good way. Longest YouTube video I've ever watched.
Thank you so much.
In a good way.
Thank you so much.
I mean this as a compliment. I couldn't finish it, but I got it.
Hey.
Thank
I mean
you,
this in a good
you.
Way. I watched thank the whole you, thing and you. I loved it and laughed the whole time. But thank actually, you.
Wasn't that much longer than one of our podcasts that we do.
Yeah, we do it every day.
Every day.
Every day?
Single day.
We do that. What we did every day.
All day.
Yeah.
Radio 24/7, you guys.
Have you guys been in this podcast like the whole time? Are you like co-hosting or
I can't
how
really
long
tell
you been
anymore.
No.
Yeah,
we
what?
We've sort of just been asking when the podcast is starting, not really getting a clear answer.
Basically, we came on and Sarah was here and then Sarah left and then we talked for like 10 minutes and then we got told the recording had started.
They don't know who Sarah is.
Oh.
Sarah Sherman Squirm.
I figured. That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Awesome
is this podcast
going
right
on.
Now? Are we doing the podcast right now?
That's
the question.
I guess now
who
I
we
wonder
have,
as well.
Who did we have last year, Kevin?
Yeah, run me through
for our
the
first
guests.
Three guests last year. Yeah. Do you remember?
Not the first three. Just give me a minute, please.
Okay.
I think you had Angela Bassett doing the thing.
Blanchett Kate.
She's a genius, and Jamie Lee, you are all of us.
I thought what she said was nice.
Must have felt pretty good to hear that. But
that you're all of us?
Yeah.
You are all of us,
John. Suresh is all of us.
Yeah. I should put on my Rajat hat. It's right over there. I can see it.
Oh.
Rajat Sir Wet.
What?
Rajat Sir Wet.
Yeah.
Rajat Sir Wet.
That's what she's saying. That's what that woman's saying.
You're dry,
and Rajat is soaking wet.
Suresh Rajat.
I just want to uplift Jared Dry Levitt from Alyssa.
Jared Dry Levitt.
Jared Dry Levitt.
Jared Dry Levitt.
Jeremy Levitt, not here yet. And she just points to an empty chair.
It was Natalie Morales, Tim Simons, and Chris Fleming were the first three.
Okay.
Okay.
Look, I love these. I love these guys.
This crew.
Yeah.
This unbelievable.
For me, great. No.
So fun.
I just,
would love to hang out off pod anytime.
For sure.
Okay. So this is on pod.
We've said that. I think every time you've asked this entire thing is a podcast. We do it all the time. We do it all day.
We never stop doing.
Yeah.
So just to reiterate, this is the podcast.
Yes.
Okay.
It's always the podcast.
Just wanted to make it clear. Okay.
If you're
cool.
Seeing me, it's the podcast.
What did you do in the game, Rajat? Did you do any moves?
Yeah. What's your stat line?
I didn't do any moves. Mm-hmm. I decided to do no moves this game.
Mm.
I decided to have a no move.
Game. The rope, yeah, a dope. No, they're never going to see it coming when you do a move.
They're
in the next game.
Never let him do
the
next move.
The craziest moves.
Exactly.
And you just do
leave him like, open. He doesn't do moves.
Exactly. And then that's when I hit them with the move.
I got him. I can rest up a little bit because he has no moves.
Yeah.
Then all
here,
of a sudden,
here to that, man.
Cheers.
Rajat, did you tell people you were leaving the game?
I did, yeah. I said I have to record a 5-minute podcast.
And has the game gone on without you just fine?
What do you think? Yeah, they're actually having more fun, I think, now.
So is this like Little
guys,
League?
Like,
is this?
How old are those guys? 12? Literally? Literally? Are you kidding me? Look at how big that guy is.
That guy's huge.
Yeah, I can't see their jersey real well. Are those NBA players?
Yeah, they're I'm courtside right now.
Ooh.
Shit, man.
Yeah.
Rich.
Money. Yeah. Hollywood Reporter and fake round tables pay pretty well, huh?
Yep.
Rajat, who's playing the best today?
Not sure. Okay. Everyone's had their moments.
That's really a politician answer.
Mm-hmm. Everyone's had their moments.
Rajat's running for office.
This guy's got media training.
Well,
he's so
okay.
fucking polished. You never catch him slipping.
Except when he's Rajat Wet. Hashtag yeah, Rajat Wet.
Everyone else. You'll catch everyone else slipping while he's on his way.
Yeah, right after he walks by them.
Straight to the hole.
It's going
to
be a fucking slip and slide out here. Rajat Wet.
Rajat Wet. He's giving slug.
Rajat Slugesh.
Slugesh.
Forget the trail. He's the whole snail.
Rajat and I used to live together, and we also lived with a slug of a man.
Oh,
that's true. We did live with a slug of a man. We lived with a very naturally wet man.
A guy that was wet.
He was wet. He was sopping wet.
He was simply soaked all the time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember
so wet?
Do you remember one time I came over and he came in? I think it was right. And I said,
"Yeah,
oh, is it raining outside?" He said, "No, are you there?" Yeah.
I remember that.
It was Colin.
Are we doing the podcast right now? Or what?
No, it's sort of either.
Yeah,
like,
we actually aren't anymore.
Yeah, we've stopped doing the podcast, and you're definitely not doing the podcast.
So thank you guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everyone.
Awesome feeling.
We love you.
We love you. We love you so much.
I love being on this podcast.
We're in love with you as well. Thank you. Thank you, Wet Rajat.
Oh my God!
Wait, so it's just Rajat. Kevin just kicked off Rajat.
Yeah,
that could work.
That might be what was off about the chemistry.
Okay, just Alyssa and Rajat.
Is it?
Are gone?
Can you see my screen?
We're leaving, right? I can see your screen.
Oh, okay.
Kevin, is there anyone else in the waiting room?
Kevin's doing like a Weakest Link thing.
Kevin's
obsessed with that show.
No one in the waiting room, but I do have a few videos from people who just couldn't make it tonight.
Okay, I think
that'll be good for us to interact with.
Yes, I think we need. I think we need a clean bye. Yes, go. Please leave. Goodbye.
Bye. Wait, I'm sorry. I just can't. I can't make the screen be full screen now.
Okay, Jeremy,
kick me out.
Can you go to Mitra's
house? Please go away. Please go away, Jeremy.
Because this man was doing so much for the country.
Is this one of the videos?
Fictional person who wasn't there was just like
it wasn't.
Sounds like the dulcet tones of Justin.
That was incredible.
Wait, this is your video. Wait, how is Jeremy allowed to play? How is Jeremy allowed to play his video right now?
Jeremy's got keys to the castle. He can do whatever he wants.
Jeremy, please leave the podcast.
He couldn't possibly predict that.
Jeremy.
It already got so much more coverage than anything we've ever done. We've been doing this for 20 years.
People are like, have you seen this?
We've made 2,000 episodes of the show.
It's my shit. I see it every time I look in the mirror.
Yeah, I'm fucking seeing it right now. I've got a slight reflection off the phone.
Guys tend to think looking sharp means starchy Oxfords and stiff chinos rather than effortless comfort, but it is possible to have it both ways. Mack Weldon makes timeless apparel with modern performance fabrics for guys who want to look and feel sharp without sacrificing comfort. We're so excited to be working with Mack Weldon again. We wear Mack Weldon stuff. I'm wearing a Mack Weldon sweatshirt right now, but it has been, we've had a few years
in the wilderness. Stuff. Yeah. We had a little bit of a period where we were not actively engaged in this partnership with them. It was really hard on us. I like to think it was hard on them. I don't know. That wasn't expressed to us ever. We
Nothing
struggled
was.
In that time.
And that was, I think, part of it was like really wanting to maintain a total separation from the partnership for a while. We are back. Mack Weldon, the underwear's great. The Ace sweatpants.
The sweatpants I have always loved. I recently ordered, and I will report back on them in the next ad, fingers crossed, if we have one, and I hope we do. What's going on? But I did order a polo shirt.
Wow.
A silver, and silver is their special fabric that is like antimicrobial. I got the Silver Peak polo shirt, And I don't really wear those, but I do kind of like them. And this could be a whole new me that you end up seeing.
And so people might be asking, we'll just cover it in this ad before we move forward. What happened to Mack and Weldon, the prospector characters you used to do for Mack Weldon ads? Mack and Weldon are dead. We want to like underscore that fact. It was very important to.
Yeah, it was. It was not the only reason that for the break, but the we did give them their space. We did take a break, and Mack and Weldon wasn't not a reason that we came to that place with this company, and so they are dead. You know, no reason to go into any of the gruesome details. Those characters have been killed, murdered. And that's how they're dead, was not natural causes, was not anything peaceful. They're gone.
Breathable underwear that keeps you cool, dry, and comfy all day. Crazy comfortable but elevated sweatpants from the Ace Collection. The Silver Peak Polo, the Silver Crew Neck T-shirt. Great stuff. Get it at Mack Weldon. Timeless looks with modern comfort. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code THEBOYS. That's M-A-C-K. WELDON.com, promo code the boys.
Let's face it, folks, shopping for loved ones can be difficult, but Aura is making it a lot easier. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? I know I am. Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos. So I took advantage of this. Obviously, people know I'm a wife guy, and my wife is also a mom. So for Mother's Day this year, I know I want to give her something special that makes her life a little bit easier. So I'm going to preload the Aura frame with images of gifts that I want her to buy me. That way, I'm taking so much of the pressure of shopping for me off of my wife. It's called being a considerate husband, and I can't imagine a better gift than a frame with a series of images of items I wish I had. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts to even friends in your life, everyone will love an Aura frame. It was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages, and they make it easier to let them know where they've maybe been letting you down and not getting you exactly what you want. That's why there's nothing more passive-aggressive and thoughtful than an Aura frame. Right now, they've got a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Oh, and terms and conditions? Yeah, they apply.
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had a subscription. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/the boys. That's rocketmoney.com/the boys, rocketmoney.com/the boys.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hollywood Handbook.
All right. Well, that was pretty cool. We can all agree. Oh, and God, now here's a special video coming from my computer of a video message from someone who couldn't make it.
Couldn't make it. It's 5 minutes. 5 minute ask.
Can't sit in front of a computer for five minutes.
Oh, gosh. Oh, not 5 minutes.
I guess I'll talk about how I was staving off the fear because it has abandoned me.
Okay.
I've got something of a project. I'm going to win the White House Easter egg hunt.
Wow.
I've decided to make it my mission this year.
To win.
To win the White House Easter
egg
hunt.
Which is finding the most eggs.
Yes. It's difficult to get a drone into the airspace to discover the best hiding spots.
I thought it was a roll, an Easter egg roll, but I guess part of the project might be like creating a more competitive element to this.
Well, I'd like to get my hands on the eggs come rolling time and roll them into spots where I know I will be able to reach before anyone else.
Okay.
And when I've gotten the most eggs, that's when I doff my cap to one president-elect, Mr. Joseph Biden.
President-elect, you call him still? So your conspiracy theory is that he was elected, but he hasn't been fully sworn in yet?
I don't remember seeing it.
Okay.
And by the way, one of the things that I think I might find when I'm out there looking for all these eggs, Joe's keys.
Uh-huh.
He probably lost those, don't you think?
Okay.
And Hunter's laptop.
You think you'll find it? It's not that it's missing. I don't think
it's not. I'm not sure I ever totally understood that story. Surely Hillary's emails are missing, you'll agree.
That was a good example. I don't agree with the premise, but that is a great example for what you might find. According to some of these conspiracy theories.
Mm-hmm.
So that one does work. Joe's keys, I guess, kind of works in the middle.
You know, the guy.
Yeah.
Probably lost those, I would think.
Right. Okay. Because he's like,
eggs, let me know if you see my keys anywhere.
Okay. And the Hunter Biden laptop thing is.
What was going on with that?
I haven't looked into it that closely, okay. But I know that they found it's not.
They have it.
They have
it. So it's done.
It's done.
They found it.
Yes, they found it.
Congratulations to everyone involved.
Here's a video. And this is my friend I haven't seen in a while, and I'm ready to hear from him now.
Hey, guys. Congratulations on another incredibly successful tri-month. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of everything you've done. I'm so proud of the show. I'm so proud to be here as a, you know.
This guy makes a lot of content. It's Demi. He makes a lot of content professionally. And if that's the kind of room tone he wanted,
there's got to be a reason.
If it's in there, then that's what he was
he
going
is
for.
A sound genius. So there's no way that it's like, cuz you're hearing it and you're going like, sounds like fucking shit. Like there must be a mistake where there's like a loud fan, I guess, just out of frame.
Yes.
And couldn't he have moved? It's like, nope, that's part of the message.
That's what he was going for.
Yeah.
Okay, continue.
They're a, you know, recurring guest of Trimont that was in the Masked Guest episode last year.
Wasn't last year.
Just want to say I'm proud of you.
It was.
You've come
like
so far.
4 years
and
ago.
That, you know, I want you to know there's no shame in what you're doing, okay? that they're, you know, the podcast landscape's gotten so, so big. And, you know, it's filled with all sorts of people doing all sorts of crazy things. And some people are going to think that you guys are cowards for, you know, calling it this far into the show. But I don't. I think you're brave. I think it's strong and brave to know when to hold them and when to fold them. And stopping after 500 episodes. You can't call that a failure. I call it a success. I think you're both going to have incredible lives now that this is done. I know you hate doing this show. I know it's a waste of your time. Kevin told me, he told me himself that you hate doing the show, and now you're free. And I just want to say congratulations on the 500 episodes. You've come a long way. You're quitting the show. You're done. The show's done. 500. It's over. And I'm so proud of you both for ending it. Because, I mean, the audience knows that you guys have not been in this for a while. So, you know, I think we can all agree that this is for the best. And we love you for that. We love you for making the decision to end the show on your terms, okay? Ending it because
is this,
you know,
over?
Listeners are leaving.
Is this over, Kevin? Is it over?
How much longer?
Is this video over right now?
I think there's about 20, 30, 40 seconds left.
Is there that much? Okay.
Okay.
Did you tell him, Kevin, that to get him to do a video, did you tell him
it was like
number one that it was
finale.
The 500th episode?
Yeah, 500.
And number two that we were ending the show?
I mean, at the end of the day, we have a video, so.
Okay, well, it's like,
brave.
I can't
no matter
really
what
argue with the
anyone
results,
on AV Club
is...
or Deadline or Vulture or any of
Deadline's
the other NYMAG websites or Twitter, or I think I've seen it on Instagram. No matter what anyone on any site says that you guys are, you're great, and I love you. Bye-bye.
Okay, well, that's kind of nice at the end, but.
Yeah, that was nice.
I like the idea that Deadline would talk about us.
And even that they would call us, I guess, like being cowards for, I guess, ending our show.
Ending the show.
That would be amazing if that.
That we're scared that we can't hack it in the new
landscape. And so, like, we're cowards because we're ending the show. That would be like they want us to. First of all, they have an opinion about it. And also, they kind of want us to continue. That's going to be really, like, fired up to.
That's actually
to
very
keep
inspiring.
Going. Just imagining that.
Maybe I could do
maybe we can get there. By the way, what episode is this?
493-ish.
Oh,
great news,
God.
Everyone. Someone just joined the waiting room.
Okay, hey, it kind of made me sick to hear that, but okay.
Like, we had to vamp for so long with the Debras when we had a video that we could have just gone to.
I know.
Between.
I know. And now I feel like I won't. I'm,
it's like, is there
I'm,
another
I'm
video?
I'm never really going to recover from just that. That
there
part
is one
it.
More video. In the
so
in
we
the
have one
story.
More person and another. One more video.
We might have a few. A lot of people have been. The internet's been crazy for people.
What
today.
Just happened inside your nose? That sound. That can't happen. That
so,
cannot happen on Mike.
Is there anyone who has anyone just bailed completely?
Seems like it. I mean,
okay. Who did we just lose entirely?
Lose entirely. I mean, Jake Johnson said yes.
Oh my God.
That would have been good.
And
he's got a movie.
James Austin Johnson had a stand up set that he couldn't miss. Okay. And Tommy Orange had a thing come up. Had
oh,
some,
man.
Something come up.
Okay. That seems better than what we've had, but that's fine.
Okay. And again, I like those guys.
Oh, and John Hodgman was going to send a video.
He was going to send a video.
He's got
yes.
something new to promote, too. He's got, like, a show.
Okay.
I guess we're, like, sub-promotional is what I'm learning.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Jake's doing interviews promoting this, like, indie movie that he, like, wrote and directed and starred in and is, like, about, I think it either just premiered at South By or it's about to, and...
So
it feels like that would be something where you're like trying to
passion
get the word
project.
Out.
Yes, could use all the juice that you can squeeze.
Mm-hmm. And this didn't rate 5 minutes on the show.
Yeah,
just to even mention that quick hit and get out was not worth it.
But someone's waiting right now,
and John could have made a video anytime.
Kevin.
Yeah, they can't hear anything.
I can hear Kevin through the wall.
Think about making a video. Like, I mean, I assume you have like a week's notice.
I just watched Demi do it. It didn't seem that hard.
He was on set. Did you see that?
He was. Oh yeah, he was clearly on set.
He's in Village.
Yes.
Yeah. No, he's under a little tent.
That was the bathroom truck. I didn't want to say, like, to give his specific location, but while he was filming that video. But the roar of that was the bathroom
truck. I know where he is.
You do?
Yeah.
What set? What show?
Yeah, he's in Puerto Rico.
Do you want to say more about it?
It's like a Netflix show about, like, it's like, how would I describe it to you? It's like Entourage with reggaeton.
Okay. Yeah, none of that is doing anything for me. You're gonna have to find different words.
Okay. So
Ontagon.
it's like Ontaton with reggaeton.
It's getting a little closer for me.
It's like Octagon spaghetti sauce.
Hey, Kevin.
Yeah. Oh, Kevin.
Hey, guys. This is Brett. Kevin is occupied.
Okay. Is he in the bathroom? What the fuck does that mean? Occupied? In the middle of a fucking show.
This is actually the show where we need him to be on for the entire show.
He absolutely should be occupied because he should be helping us.
Last year, we had like 11 guests. They were all like hitting.
This was his idea. This
he insisted that we do this today. So far, we've had, I think.
Remember the big success last year?
I think we've had 3 guests and 1 video.
Hey, you know how, you know what I've noticed the fans really love? Diminishing returns. I guess if you say so.
So.
What about trying to recapture magic?
But we've got
something special that happened.
There's another person in the waiting room. I'll let them on as I figure out the technical difficulties with the other guest.
Okay. New guest, are you there? We can't see you. You're on Hollywood Handbook. Hey. What's your beef, Chief?
No beef at all. I love you guys.
Oh, wow. Oh,
okay.
Look at this.
Nothing but love.
Sweet guy.
Yes. So this is a good example of
oh my God.
A guest who we would really benefit from having a full episode with and some time to prepare. Some of the most famous episodes we've ever done have been with this guy right here, the award winning. Are those all for writing?
Yeah.
Criminal.
Yeah.
Criminal.
Isn't that cool.
Some of them should be for posting.
Thank you so much.
Or blog. Best blogging, blog.
Yeah, best tumblers.
Best tumblers. Best
bot
buying. You did it, Joe. You really, you just burrowed your way into the center of the industry, didn't you?
I really did. It's like the, like Kamala said.
Comfy in there? I got to tell you, the view from here, it looks comfy.
And you got a WGA award recently. Some of those look pretty hot and fresh out of the oven. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well,
brand new. Huh?
I hate to say I have a daytime Emmy.
The daytime Emmy. Okay. Yes, what was that for again?
Oh, you know, my famous work on the Independent Film Spirit Awards.
Ah, yes.
Who could forget?
The best award show that happened during the day that year.
Yeah. I believe we literally tied with the Jeopardy episode memorializing Alex Trebek. So we tied.
A lot of laughs in both.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's such a tremendous honor. You know, you go to a lot of awards shows. What's the cardinal rule? Something somebody like me would get wrong. Is it getting there too early? Is it not splitting the limo with your buddies?
You know, you got to get
renting
there at the
a
right
tux.
Time. Don't rent a tux. And also, you got to make sure that you slow walk the red carpet. Really force people to move you out of the way just so you get like maximum exposure.
Did you?
Well, it's called a step and repeat. I'm like, as soon as I step through, I'm going to repeat
I'm repeating,
it.
Repeating, baby.
Yeah. It doesn't say step and repeat and then stop.
Mm-hmm.
Did you do anything funny with your evening wear? Shoes like basketball shoes.
Big fake dick hanging out of your pants.
No, I don't need any help in that department.
I already have a fake dick on
at all times. Squirty flower corsage, okay. Always good.
Yeah.
Big red shoes.
Here you go, Billy Bush. Get a whiff of this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Take that, Melissa Rivers.
Joe, never a podcast though, huh? Must have thought about it.
No, can't do it. I couldn't come up with a good idea.
Okay.
That has not stopped anyone ever.
Yeah.
But we appreciate it.
Yeah, we're very grateful.
I don't want to step on your guys' toes.
Yeah,
this is a thank you. This is gratitude for the table.
Please do not do one. That would be really not be good for
us. Blow you guys out of the water. But also, I don't want to ruin our dynamic. I like what we have. I do your podcast every, 4 years.
4 years,
4 years is about right.
And this counts, unfortunately. So
no, that's what I'm saying. I feel like we should have...
used this more effectively.
Debuted a new special of yours or something. Or even have one audio clip to play. But, of course, we didn't know you would be on the show.
No, this was a huge mistake.
But were you to do a podcast, it would... slot in kind of just ahead of ours. It would take out our entire piece of the pie that we have, and just a tiny bit more than that. A couple slivers of some other people, but all of ours.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would do a advice sort of podcast about the industry, but make it a little more esoteric and confusing.
Yeah, sounds
just
great.
To get everyone.
I can tell you, you're going to get a handful of people.
Did I congratulate you guys yet? Congrats.
And Kevin, did you tell him as well that this was our 500th episode and that we were quitting the show afterwards?
Joe, we're so thrilled to have you here, buddy, for this big celebration.
Okay. It's not really a celebration.
Episode.
It's not our 500th episode. I don't.
It's
what we're gonna
Kevin
do for that
fucked up.
Is making my organs fail one by one when I think about how disappointing that episode is capable of being.
To get to 500, quite an achievement.
Yes.
Don't imagine we'll hit another
I'm
milestone.
I'm so excited
like that.
For you guys. Here's to 500 more.
Okay. Thank you, Joe.
Yeah.
Maybe this should just be that one.
We might want to hold this one.
Yes.
Kevin, because at least we have some guests.
That's a good idea. I could put some stuff in tomorrow's episode.
Okay, that might be good. Do we want to watch a video with Joe?
Joe, you want to watch? We have
someone
a video
sent in another video.
We have a guest in the waiting room as well.
Do we want to bring that? Is it
are
someone
they friends
who Joe?
With Joe?
Of
they...
course they are. Uh-oh. This guy knows fucking everybody.
There's going to be conflict.
Town.
If it's a fight, it could be really big for our show.
Okay,
come join friend in the chat.
They're coming in now.
Is that me?
Yes, you're the only one.
I was on
it's
for
Sona.
A whole
you
minute
were.
Before I realized I had to turn it off. And I just realized I wasn't muted. So it's a good thing I was quiet.
Hi, Sona.
Hi, Sona. Guys.
It's our 500th episode.
Yeah, thank God this
is
the last one.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you lasted this long.
Yeah, it's congratulations.
I mean, congratulations.
Yeah, this rocks.
Hang on,
this
let me start a
kicks
fight.
Ass. Feels amazing. Okay, go ahead.
Sona, Joe is here. He was just saying that Conan only hired you as his assistant because you have the same three letters after the first letter of your name.
Oh, my God. Oh, this is so stupid. Oh, that hurt.
So, and I was like, no way.
Yeah, I think it's stupid.
I was pissed. Yeah, that's so stupid. That's what I told him. I said, hey, man, you're being fucking stupid right now. Like, this is our guest. This is our friend, right? It's a big special day for us. Why are you trying to start some beef, Chief?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it is true. Because all you have to do is get rid of the last letter and then change the first letter and it's my name.
Yeah,
so,
that's easy.
Yeah.
It's good with stationery. Because I could just scratch out the N, change the C to an S, scratch out his last name, write in my name, and then that's all I have to do. And then I could use
get his
stationery.
Prescriptions and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which
take
are what?
Parking spot.
And what are the prescriptions?
Yeah. What prescriptions are we picking up?
What prescriptions is he on?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's Conan's medication situation?
I'm on some recreational antibiotics, and I'm just sort of wondering what's a recreational antibiotic? What my man's talking about.
What isn't?
Yeah.
All right. You guys, by the way, have I told you about my goal for this year?
Let's hear it.
I'm going to win the White House Easter egg hunt.
That rules. I mean, you're up against a bunch of dumb little kids, man. I think you got a good shot here.
I'm going to fuck them up. They're so entitled. I never got to do anything like that when I was a little kid. And now it's my time. I've earned it, and I'm going to straighten their ass out. I'm going to get so many eggs. And you know what else I might find there? Ready, Hayes? Some of Hillary's emails.
Stupid.
Okay, she said it was stupid.
But she's liking it. Yeah. Yeah. Hayes, full disclosure, Hayes helped me.
I helped with that because he was saying Hunter Biden's laptop.
I didn't really understand that story.
My understanding is that they found that already.
I think that's,
I guess it's not lost.
That's the
yeah.
problem.
Right.
That needs to be lost, apparently. But it's her emails. Yeah.
Right.
The problem with the Hunter thing is that he just comes off so cool.
Yeah, right. it's actually like, impossible to stay mad.
He's just like smoking crack with his dick out, like playing with guns. He's like, that's all, like, he should run for president for the Republicans. He's cool as hell.
Mm-hmm. And that was on the laptop? And that's what they found?
That's stuff that a lot of our heroes do.
Okay. And it's not just that he does all those things. He takes a picture of it.
Takes video.
Yeah, it'd be one Moving thing if he pictures. Were just doing that stuff, whatever. He takes a video of it himself.
Mm-hmm. He goes, this will look great on my laptop.
Guys really like taking pictures of their dick, though, don't they?
No comment.
Okay, yeah.
Well, I mean,
you've obviously got a whole thing on this, a whole chunk to get into, so don't let us get in your way.
And I don't want, like, to give you a weird impression of your boss because acting like that's not like a weird like a weird thing to do.
Yeah, you know? everyone does it all the time.
That's like a totally normal thing.
Yeah. And just checking this, like, we are doing that for the Patreon, right?
Yes.
I don't remember the rules for what we'll do on camera for the Patreon versus the...
We no longer have a relationship with Sirius or any other network, so yes, this is like a new thing.
It's all for Patreon. Some of it's free, but we'll... We'll be leaving some Easter eggs of our own in an additional video that we're going to make.
Yeah. Cool.
So what's the latest? I feel like we haven't talked in a little bit.
I think that's by design, probably, right? Mm-hmm. I think that I would say I avoid you two.
God's plan.
But mm-hmm. I wouldn't not say I avoid you two. Nothing.
Nothing.
Got a lot of dick pics recently, but other than that, no, I really don't. There's nothing new at all. I wanted to just congratulate you
on the 500th
episode. 500th episode. It's really exciting.
It's not episode 500, unfortunately.
What episode is it? How many have you made?
Kevin,
I try not to think about it. You don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know.
I don't.
Kevin should know.
Do we want to watch the video with these two as well, Kevin? Do we have the technology?
Sona, you want to see the video? Somebody made us a video.
Yeah, we have the technology for that.
Was Sona the one who was having technical difficulties?
Sorry to put you on blast, Sona.
Oh,
yeah, Hayes.
Well, that's kind of disappointing for me, actually. I was sort of hoping there was.
It means there's not a bigger.
I could just imagine there was someone else who had technical difficulties. Cool op. Mm-hmm. 5 minutes. Didn't have five
what
minutes.
What up, my Hollywood handbook daddies? But Kevin asked me to do this. What's happening? Is this your anniversary?
Oh,
is it your
God.
Birthdays? Your collective birthdays?
Kevin.
The average between both of your birthdays?
Kevin.
I hope you're just like living life out loud and proud. And bye.
That's the correct level of effort.
Yes, okay. It is right. And now
Please,
I'm thinking again of all the people who couldn't do this. Sona's here. Joe's here. No, you are actually now like officially one of my like the one of the people I trust most in the world
mm-hmm.
to be there for me.
Yeah. The fact that you didn't make a 27 second video where you said you didn't know what was going on, but instead came into the Zoom, said hi to Joe, said nothing was going on at all when I asked you what's up or what's new.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a ride or die.
Yeah. You're welcome, guys. Did you expect me to have like a chunk prepared? Because, you know, I'm not like Joe. I don't have a good mind.
Sona, you are enough. Remember that for me, please.
Oh, fuck you so much.
Will you promise me, Sona? Will you promise me something right now that you will remember that you are enough? And just because you don't have a big Hacks cup.
Yeah. Just because you don't have a Hacks hat.
And a Hacks hat.
Or a Hacks water bottle. You know what I mean? This stuff, that's material stuff.
Yes. Just because you haven't cracked the code of how to make people laugh and feel something.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Because you just don't have anything to say about female friendship.
Do I have anything to say about female friendship?
And yeah, the I fact so. That you
fucking love female friendship. Mm. I'm really good at female friendship.
But would you agree it's complex?
No. It's not complex.
Okay.
So, what do you female friendship? What do you two dicks know about it anyway? You don't know anything about female friendship.
It's called dicks. It's about men doing that stuff.
Okay.
That's actually the spinoff I'm trying to get made.
It's the same font.
Same font.
Dicks. Hacks for dudes.
And it's just men. It's just men chopping it up.
Yeah, dude. Because there hasn't been a show about like male stand-ups.
Yeah.
Guys.
Yeah.
Just fucking bros getting in there. Oh, God. Yes.
Who's the male Gene Smart?
Hacks, but it's a little different. Yeah. The male Gene Smart?
Yeah. That's who we need to find. Someone who like... Who's the male Gene Smart, Sona?
John Travolta?
Okay, yeah, okay, yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, we could go...
No, that's fine. We could do John Travolta.
I think we could do Jean Reno, so we can keep the first name.
Yeah, that's helpful.
It should be Jean Reno. I haven't seen him in a little while. I'm sure he looks amazing.
I'm sure he's fine.
But I'm trying to think, though, of another guy.
John Reno, same thing. We never talk about the accent or whatever. He's an American stand-up comedian.
Yeah, a legend. A legend in Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sort of like a Don Rickles type.
With a thick French accent. In every episode, it's also a spy thriller. He's always getting to like high-speed chases.
Shooting people through a peephole.
Sona, do you watch Hacks?
I do.
Wouldn't know it from your take on female friendship.
Yeah. What's
my take on female friendship?
What happened?
I'm not asking for your take on female friendship.
Sona,
I
just asked you to remember that you're enough, and you promised.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Well, now she wants me to know her take. Okay, tell me your take. I thought I heard it.
Do we have anyone else, Kevin?
I love female friendship. I just think it's a nice thing to have.
Yeah.
I sent a hey, easy, just easy. Checking in for someone who said yes, but it's looking like this is a home stretch, everyone.
All right, let's keep breaking Hacks for Dudes.
I think this might be a good time to pitch. I have MFTs for sale, which are fungible tokens. So I'll make sure all three of you get some.
Oh, that would be great.
Everyone else should buy some.
A vacuum's been created in the market.
How much are they?
I think they're $5. I should check my website.
Oh, okay.
What's it sound like when you hit you got a fork or something there? I just want people to, it's audible mostly, this thing. So they need to know what it sounds like when you, okay, it's totally silent.
You know what? The Zoom is detecting that it's like background noise, basically.
Yeah.
I love these moments when you guys introduce something or like build something up and then it's just silence.
It's the first
I
think time that's ever happened. So,
well, that and that video you shot
of the show,
that video you were going to show us, I didn't hear anything. Was I supposed to hear something?
Oh, you couldn't hear the video?
No.
No, that we were laughing. Wow. It was dead silent.
Oh, you would have loved it.
Oh my God, it was so funny.
So funny. You guys have to check out this episode when it drops.
Oh my God, it was so
I had no idea.
Like in a dark parking lot, like
You guys, you're going to love this video when you watch. You'll be laughing for a whole different reason. And
it was someone really really famous.
Well, he said already that he knew it was Kulop in a parking lot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we saw it. We just couldn't hear it.
We saw it. We couldn't hear it. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Which, you know.
But she was talking to someone famous off camera, very recognizable voice.
Yeah.
Not this person, obviously, but like an Alan Rickman type voice where you like know it right away.
Yeah.
Was it John Travolta?
It was John Travolta.
John Travolta.
Do you guys want to hear the story about when John Travolta asked me to take my shirt off?
Yes, finally. Finally.
Is that true?
This could really help.
This might help the show.
Yes.
So, I'm on set. Oops. And John has to do his testimonial section. It's towards the end of the day. And he is, of course, wearing like a fringe leather vest.
Of course.
And he's sitting on a chair. And he keeps getting a couple lines through and having to stop and then having to stop again. And we're going like, okay. And he's like, let me try it again. Let me try again. And he's like, does no one else hear that squeaking? And we're like, what do you mean? He's like, the chair is squeaky. My leather is squeaking against the chair. And we're going like, oh, sorry. And he's like, I need a different chair. We're like, well, we filmed everyone else in this chair. It's going to look really weird if you're the only one in a different chair. It's the same shot for everyone. And he's like, I need a different chair. So then they bring in a different chair. By the way, it was a very sweet man the whole time. So then he starts going again and there's that squeak. And so he says like, okay, it wasn't the chair. I need something in between my leather and the chair. And they go, we've got a big fur cape that we can put around you. And wardrobe goes, okay, we'll go get it. And they go running up. He's like, I don't need a special cape or anything. It could be anything. It could be his shirt. I'm sitting
this young man's shirt right here.
I'm sitting on an Apple box just off camera, kind of chilling out. Have pretty much checked out. I'm not going to fly in with any notes.
You're minding your own business just like with dumbbells. Just
So I'm sort of just looking at my phone like I didn't ever think this was going to come back to me. So it was like his shirt. And I was like, right, okay, that's a good example of a piece of material. And then he said, will you give me your shirt? And I was like, yes. And I began unbuttoning the flannel shirt that I had on. And I had but a single button left to go when someone from wardrobe came in with a different piece of material and put it behind him.
You got all the way down to your bottom button?
Yeah.
Oh my
I was
God.
Undoing it.
Well, he was doing a little dance as he was.
Sure. Well, it's showbiz. You know what I mean? I got to put some sauce on it. And I got down to the very last button. And as I'm undoing it, they came in and they put something else behind him. And then he turned. And he nailed it. One take. And we were all ready to go home. So thanks, John.
Yeah.
And I've always got that shirt around if you need it.
And we don't have anyone else, Kevin?
No, I think that's a great story to end on.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.